Talk about
capabilities, building all your hopes and dreams.
Talk about
possibilities.
It ain't rocket surgery,
but maybe it is.
Come on down, we're gonna sit around and
get into your business. Get into your business.
Business.
Welcome to the Small Business Miracles Podcast. I'm Jeff Randolph. This Small Business Podcast is brought to you by EAG Advertising and Marketing. We're going to talk about marketing, and we're also here to celebrate entrepreneurs. We have marketing news and advice that business owners can use to keep moving forward. And if you notice a difference in sound in this episode, we're recording outside of the office today. We record in Kansas City, and every highway closed this morning because of freezing rain. So we keep moving forward, though. And today, talking to ClickFun Photo Booth. But first, we've got another small business marketing tip to talk about.
Your business.
A quick tip today about the world of search and how AI is changing things up. For a very long time, a lot of small businesses have blogged and created website content that is centered around questions a potential customer might ask. The customer asks a question in a search bar and Google sends them to your website for exactly the right answer. Classic SEO. They browse your site, since you're obviously the expert, and buy something from you. At the very least, they learn something about you and are aware of you the next time they need to purchase something. And then AI entered the picture and everything changed. Because now, if you're just asking a question that has an answer, AI tools within the search window are going to just hand them the answer. Question, answer. Now, the AI tool got that answer from somewhere. That's still the page on your website that's giving AI the answer. And sure, there's a link icon next to the answer in the search bar that links them to your website. But why would anyone need to go to the website or even give the source an extra glance if they already have the answer they wanted? And it all comes down to that. You shouldn't expect people to come to your website anymore for an answer that they already have. There are a lot of site owners out there who are about to see traffic to the site continually decline for these kinds of searches. Now, how does that change your search strategy? Well, as AI continues to develop, we're going to see that answer shift. But until then, it's time to get serious about the search engine power of those searches that have purchase intent behind them. Instead of optimizing your search for information-based searches that have an answer, start making sure as a priority that you are found when someone asks that next question, the which store near me sells X kind of questions. Search engine optimization has always been a bit of a moving target as we try to understand algorithm changes, but keep an eye on this space for ways you can change your search program to keep you moving forward. And that's our small business marketing tip for today.
Your business.
All right, and welcome back to the show on an icy day here in Kansas City. I am joined by Jennifer and Eric Benz. They're the owners of ClickFun Photo Booth. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeff.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. Thanks for being flexible today. We appreciate that.
Yeah, we're really happy to be here.
You're officially one of the first 2025 Casey Chamber Small Business Superstars that we've interviewed this year. So congratulations on that. That's a wonderful thing.
Thank you. What's better?
That's right. And winning would be a delightful thing. You're a superstar, but you know, you can be right at the top. We look forward to seeing you at the showcase. Yeah. Tell us about the business. Tell us about ClickFun Photo Booth.
Yeah, so I can tell I am one of the luckiest women with my husband, because it was my idea to start a photo booth business, and Eric is 100% support. Mm-hmm. He helped me with pretty much everything, so I'm really happy with that. So ClickFun Photo Booth is all about memories. You know, I'm really picture person. I'm like, and everywhere, like, oh, let's take a picture. And then the Alexa show us every single picture. So I'm like, that's great. I mean, picture are the best memory keeper, you know? So what's better than make a business and keep memories and have fun?
Yeah, and it seems like everywhere you go is so much fun. You have all different kinds of photo booths that you show up at parties and events and everything else. Tell us about the different kinds of photo booths you've got, because it's 360 and a box photo booth. Tell me all of the different kinds.
Yeah, there's a ton of different kinds. Yeah, so we have the traditional photo booth that takes pictures and prints. Mm-hmm. You're standing in front of a backdrop. We have the 360 video booth, which is a platform with a little arm that goes up and kind of around face level, and it kind of tilts down to see your whole body, rotates around you, and then it records a video. And we speed it up, slow it down, has some cool effects to it.
Yeah.
We also have the box booth. That is an actual physical box that we bring on site, and we take pictures of you in the box, multiples. And then we arrange them. Think Hollywood squares, in like a tic-tac-toe or like a 2x2. And we also have a roaming booth, which is really popular. That's a portable booth that we walk around with, basically approaching people who might be standing by themselves or might be standing with a group. Either way, you know, we ask them if they want their photo taken, and we can print from that as well, from a static printer through wireless.
Yeah, and I can imagine if you're at an event and you know you have a photo booth there, you don't want to have Aunt so and so over in a corner, and we have no photos of my aunt from this event because nobody got over there. So yeah, roaming photo booth. That's a great call. And you do a drop off version as well. I saw on the website.
Yes. Yeah. We have a drop-off version as well. We're actually looking to kind of expand that offering a little bit more. But yeah, we do have a drop-off option.
Oh, cool. Yeah. And so let's talk about the business and how you kind of market the business, because the product seems to speak for itself pretty well. Besides being on podcasts like this one, how do you market the business to make sure everybody knows that you're an option for their next wedding, corporate party, birthday, whatever event that happens to be?
So I think for us, the best way is networking.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
being at events, being at networking events, being at chamber events, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So to make relationship with people, it is make them to, when they need a photo booth or when they have a party, the first thing then they are going to think is on you.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the idea. Then they think on me when they have a van or they have like something fun, and everybody, they really want a photo booth. I mean, everyone loves photo booth, and more than social media, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Google Ads, Google Business or website.
Yeah, I noticed the Google Ads and Google Business help out quite a bit. I notice you get some great online reviews, which helps boost your visibility in that online space. So that when somebody does a search for a photo booth for an event, you show up in that search, which is great. I've combed through your online reviews, and it's just 5-star after 5-star. Reviewers are talking about how you captured the energy of the night, how you make things fun and easy and professional. As a small business owner of a service product, how important are those reviews to you, and what do you do to kind of encourage other people leaving reviews?
So they're our lifeblood, basically.
Yeah.
Especially when starting out, we would do free events and then say, hey, if you're satisfied with the booth, just all we ask is you leave us a Google review. It takes 5 minutes. And we ask for the Google reviews normally. That's how we get, I feel, a lot of them is just simply by asking. As a business owner, I think sometimes people who don't own a business downplay how much those reviews are worth.
Yes.
Like they're just incredibly important. Yeah. It only takes a few minutes. We try to leave Google reviews for businesses that really go above and beyond as business owners. And I feel like that perspective kind of really puts things in a more accurate light how important those are.
Yeah, as somebody who relies on those reviews, you it changes your behavior a little bit, so that you start leaving other reviews. The statistics on that, just so that everybody is aware, 96% of people will read an online review before they make a decision to purchase a product or hire a service of some kind, but only 6% of people leave a review. Hmm. Which when you look at that number. Of that 6% of people who are leaving a review, how many of them are leaving a review because they're tremendously angry versus I was super thrilled? It's a really narrow window in there. So I'm glad you guys talked about how you needed to prime the pump a little bit and say, hey, we're gonna do this event for you, but it's really gonna help us out in exchange if you. Go ahead and leave us this review. That's a good way to get things started, especially in those early days. So yeah, great job.
And it's like to make it easy for the client too. Like we try to make it easy before the event, you know. Mm-hmm. We have a CRM that we use a lot and it's really helpful for us and helpful for them. So we send a proposal and they can just click and pay and you have the booth and the day safe. For you.
Oh, outstanding. So
we try to make it easy for them. And I think these make really different. If we have like a really difficult process, it's not going to be really easy to get 5-star.
So, yeah, you've got to really, really streamline that and make it easy. I'm glad to hear that you have a CRM where all of your customer data goes. That's important. And I think a lot of people who use a CRM on a regular basis know that. But a lot of people just kind of go, well, I've got customer lists on an Excel sheet or that's in my email system. And that's not a CRM. Great job. Well done.
Yeah. Thank you.
As I understand it, there's a trade show coming up as well. You're attending a trade show in Las Vegas, you said.
Yes. Yeah. And actually, we leave in 10 days.
Okay.
February 15th is when we leave. I believe the conference starts on February 17th. February 17th to February 19th. It's called PBX or Photo Booth Expo. It's a very large yearly conference that an expo that the photo booth community puts on, and there's all the big vendors are out there. There's tons of parties, networking. It's really important to like network with our fellow photo boothers. It's actually a pretty supportive community.
Oh, that's good.
And yeah, we're really excited to go out there and have kind of a whirlwind of a 3 days, learning more. And just kind of networking with people.
Yeah, and any time you go to Vegas for a trade show, you're going to see the latest and greatest. You're going to see all of the newest equipment there as well. Anything you've got your eye on already that we may need to look for in the future, or is it just we're going to take it all in and see what's possible?
Yes, actually, there's it's possible to print out trading cards for photo booths, and I don't mean like. Print like we can print them on picture paper and fold them and they'll be exactly the right shape.
Sure.
And we can put it in a case, but there's technology out there to print them on an actual piece of cardboard and cut them out on site. So it's done pretty quickly, it's not like a long process.
Yeah.
And they're going to be demoing that at PBX. And
excellent.
I'm definitely going to pay close attention to that.
Ah, good stuff. Yeah. No, excellent.
Yeah. And I mean, they, good thing is to see all this stuff new than they are going to have and to see if we can bring something new to the city.
Oh, man. And
I know we have like the exclusive thing that we have is the box booth because it was a trend for kids. Then you put kids in the box, and you put together. But I'm like, why we can do this for adults? Like kids enjoy that. As adults, I wouldn't enjoy that.
Put me in the box.
And trust me, adult, like, they are so happy. They love it. Yeah. So, yeah, to see if we can bring something new to the city.
We need somebody to stay on top of the latest photo booth technology so that our parties can be cooler than everyone else's. We have Super Bowl reputation to uphold at this point, right? we are the city that has a great time. So, man, I appreciate it. Thanks for that update. Tell me, what's next for ClickFun Photo Booth? Where do you go from here?
So keep doing connection, great connection. We love to do, we love to expand it more, the drop off because it's really, it's accessible for for people. It's great for event coordinators, for event manager, because you pay like, okay, I'm going to say the price.
Well, no, you can change the price. It's,
okay.
we can say it's flat, right?
Yeah. February 5.
Well, no. It's much more inexpensive and yeah, you get it for 24 hours.
Yeah.
And it's better for them because they get the booth for a lot longer period of time for much less price. And that's because, you know, we're not hiring staff.
Right.
You know?
Right.
We're not hiring staff that has to stay there for the whole event. So for the events that don't need that attendant on site, it's a great option for us and it's a great option for them.
Yeah. Very flexible. And you can, you know, if you know the price going into it, easy to do. Well done. I think that's a great expansion path so that you can you can be in more places than you can physically be in. That's a great solution there. With that, is it all right if we take you into the lightning round?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, see, you're excited to go for the lightning round. The lightning round, there are no rules in the lightning round. No, that's technically not true. There are probably rules that we play by. But in the lightning round, we're just going to get to know you a little bit better. You have no way to know what kind of questions we're going to ask. We're trying to find out more about you and what makes your brain work. You hang out at a lot of parties. And I know that that's work for you, so there's definitely it's not like you're there just to have fun, but break that down for us a little bit. What are the events that are really actually a lot of fun to work?
I can say for me, I guess, is wedding.
A wedding is fun.
Uh-huh, it's really fun because you get to be in the party,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Oh,
and the time that you're running the photo booth is party.
Right, right. You're there for all the exciting parts of a wedding, not the boring parts of the wedding.
Yeah, very much that. Yeah. So, I mean, corporate event is great. I love that because it's relaxed, you know, it's people is in the best mood. Yeah. But if you ask me, what is the fun?
The wedding.
Let me add to that, actually. Yeah. It's any event where the booth gets used a lot.
Where there's just a constant stream of people coming in all the time.
Yeah. Where as an attendant, you know, because we work our own booths sometimes, it's, you know, it's a little boring if you're just standing there and no one's using the booth, which is really cool that we want people to use the booth because it kind of aligns our interests. Mm-hmm. A lot of times the client will ask us, hey, where do you think is the best place to place this booth? And, you know, with our experience, we're definitely able to offer them some tips, you know, to get it in, you know, for example, a high traffic area and a place that, next to the bar is normally a good choice. A high traffic area where guests are going to be physically close as well as where they can see it, you know, don't have us close, but around the corner, you know, make us easily visible too. So, I would say whenever people are using the booth makes it a lot more fun.
Very active. And it's good that you can guide them and help them decide where that's going. You don't have to have that all laid out in advance as a wedding planner or a participant in that wedding. You mentioned weddings as being a good thing. What is the worst wedding song that you hear where you're like, oh, it's another, they're going to play that song again. And do you have one of those songs at a wedding where you're just like, oh, I hope they don't play up. Oh, there it is. They played that song.
Boy. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe this, then they all dance on one side, they put another side,
like a line dance kind of thing, like if they're doing a line dance.
I don't know. I'm Latin, so I'm not used to that.
You're not used to being ordered around.
No, I like reggaeton, you know.
More freestyle than
yeah,
that.
More freestyle. Yeah.
I can only imagine that if I were in your shoes, I'd go, man, the chicken dance. If I hear the chicken dance one more time, I think I might lose it. There's nothing good about this. Stop playing that song. What's the hardest thing about being an entrepreneur? As you think about that entrepreneurial journey that you've taken so far to get to this stage and Chamber Small Business Superstar status at this point, what's the hardest part about it?
For me, it's definitely sales.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, definitely sales. I come from a long background in customer service, so I think I take care of the customer pretty well. Jenny is extremely outgoing and just like makes friends, you know, instantly with people. So that's great for the networking, great for the friendships. And I'm great with the customers. However, getting the customer to book, I don't consider myself like I'm just not a sleazy, like one of those, you know, I don't want to name any industries, but you know, the sleazy salespeople, you know, that really kind of like keep needling you, you know, that's not really me.
Yeah.
So I need to kind of, I'm studying to revamp my sales process, kind of not get that far, but just kind of be a little bit more effective in my sales process when it comes to non-referral leads.
Like, sure.
Came to us out of the blue from Gmail and they're shopping. Right?
Yeah.
They're shopping more than just us. So that's my biggest challenge.
Gotcha.
And for me, I think it's myself. Like, it's a roller coaster. Then one day you are up, you know, and you're like, and then how you go up again? I mean, thank God I have Eric, and Eric helped me and pushed me up. But yeah, I think it's one day I'm like, yeah, I'm the best. And another day I'm like, no. So I think it's this fighting that I have with myself, and I am working on that.
Yeah. Well, it can be mindset to a certain extent. I may want to just kind of follow that question up a little bit though, with, you know, you've been able to combine your passion for photography into a fun based business, something that you really enjoy. If you're giving advice to other entrepreneurs out there, maybe somebody who has that thought in their mind, like I'm seriously considering starting a business, or, you know, I make these crafts really well, I want to do this, or, hey, I've got this idea. Like, so many of the entrepreneurs we've talked to since the pandemic, even, where they say, I've got an idea, I'm going to do, what if mobile daiquiris could come to you? If we have a mobile daiquiri truck and we drive it to you, if you're talking to an entrepreneur who is thinking about starting a business, what advice would you give them? How would you counsel them?
I would say, do it.
Just yes, go.
Because you never know. I mean, you are never going to be 100% ready. It's dependent to have a baby. Like, you are never going to be ready until you have.
Until you
have to
go.
Push yourself. You have to do your best. You know, you have to bring your business out. I think for me, this is my, like, do it.
Actually, yeah. I have one for this.
Okay.
Don't fall for analysis paralysis, which is kind of the same thing of
very
what
similar.
You said. Yeah. So, like, and what I mean by that is, you know that a business is probably a good idea. You're researching it. You're researching it. You're researching it. You're watching YouTube videos. You keep researching. You've spent maybe 24, 48 real, you know, hours of your life over a week researching it. Don't fall for that. Just analysis. At some point, you know, after measured, you know it's a good deal. You're not signing yourself up for something that's like highly risky, right? But once you've gone through those checks, you know, you have to actually take action. Like, just make one small step, pay a fee, sign up for a subscription service, you know, just like dip your toe in a more real way.
You know, I love following that previous question where, you know, hey, I'm not sure about my sales process, and every day is an up, or maybe it's a down, and I kind of go back and forth. But the advice you give to people is still, yeah, you got to do it. It's worth it. It's definitely trust yourself time. And go. That's a that's a great 1-2 punch on questions in the lightning round. I'm real happy with that one. Let me see if I can end on this one. Theo, our engineer who's listening in, said that you were interested in podcasting and maybe in starting your own podcast. Is that true?
Yeah, actually, it's related with the question that you just did.
Oh yeah.
So my idea, and we are working on. Actually, let me show you.
You got the podcasting mic ready to go.
The idea is to reach the Latin community. And I mean, I'm not an expert. I'm just a curious person that wanna like put this seed in another person's brain to say, hey, if she start a business, I can do that. If this person start a business, I can do that. So this is the idea, to invite small business or any business, you know, to tell them, like, how was your journey? How was your experience? And to say, yeah, if I can do that, you can do that.
That's not, yeah. I'm all for it. I hope you start this podcast. This can be a great thing.
Trust me, I'm working on that.
All it takes is a microphone and some talking. Really, that's as much. I mean, Theo will argue and say that there's some engineering work involved, but yes, this is a good thing. Well, I'm going to take you out of the lightning round. Those are great answers to the lightning round. Let me have you tell everybody where they can find you if they're looking for their next photo booth or an event of any kind. Where do they go? What do they look at?
Yeah, so you guys can go to clickfanphotobooth.com. You can go to Instagram to looking for us, like clickfanphotobooth KC. Facebook, Google. Yeah, you are gonna put clickfanphotobooth and Google, and we are gonna be there. You can read all the Google reviews, you can see pictures, videos. We have proof.
Yeah, a lot of fun photos on your Instagram and website. So yeah. Highly recommend. Go check them out. Jennifer and Eric Benz, owners of ClickFun Photo Booth, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Business. And that is our show. Thanks to ClickFun Photo Booth. And thank you for listening to the Small Business Miracles podcast. Remember to subscribe, leave us a 5-star rating and review. Drop us a line on the website at eagadv.com if you have any thoughts. Until then, we'll be out here helping entrepreneurs with another Small Business Miracle.
Talk about strategies. Talk about capabilities, building all your hopes and dreams. Talk about possibilities. It ain't rocket surgery, but maybe it is. Come on down, we're gonna sit around and get into your business. Get into your business. Business.